This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is Sarah Jessica Parker a horse or not? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
An insult to horses. We got this email. RAD@radradio.com from Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Emails continue to roll in. People requesting Little Charlie.
Not little.
Of Black Dog. Okay. You've been screaming.
Well, I'm just making an entrance.
The Little Charlie from Black Dog Graphics.
Hello.
Get going on the fat raw plushie now that I'm not fat. I don't know. The irony. Delicious.
Well, I mean, you never were fat.
Like five little twist pretzels in mustard.
Ooh.
Just five.
Little. Oh, God. Really? That's so boring.
Five bags?
Now, somebody wrote in and said, if you price it at under 20, I'll buy one. And then he's going to use it as a voodoo doll. So we're working on a price point. Of $19.99, if Charlie can make it happen. But you know, all the material that we would need, it might have to be, you know, more, depends on how big they are, right? Randall says the new $19.99 fat raw plushie could stay current. How about a removable cap so that the fat, quote, can be dumped or added as Rob's weight fluctuates? So you can take the fluffing or the stuffing in or out. I'm sure Charlie's fast at work in his laboratory figuring all of this out. Thank you, Randall. We're going to play the pressure cooker.
Maybe to do it on the cheap, right? It's a zipper, and Charlie just supplies them with extra cotton balls and then encourages you to go get your own.
Extra cotton balls. So it comes as fat Rob.
But remember,
and I'm going to get even fatter than that.
Well, he said you can add or take away. So it's a zipper.
Okay.
And if you need to add, go get your own cotton balls. To save cost.
We'll see what he comes up with. Until then, the regular Fat Rob merchandise is available. Shirts, hats, hoodies, all that. No hats, sorry. Mugs. All
hats.
Available at radradio.com in the stupid store.
Superstore.
All right. Caller 18 to play the pressure cooker. Hello there, Josh.
Yo.
Yes.
Here's how this works. You're playing for a free one-month membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com, and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing an hour from now to win a pair of Pete Davidson tickets a week from tonight at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. Tickets are sixth row, center stage. Your timer's going to begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true, false, so you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then you got to get four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say fat and then you say perfectly average weight, I have to take fat as your answer. Do you have any questions?
Could I also get a fat rod plushie?
Tushy?
He wants a plushie.
Plushie.
No. They don't exist, so I can't promise you one.
They're not here yet.
But we'll see what we can do in the in the aftermath. All right, Josh? Okay. Here we go.
Man.
True or false, Cinco de Mayo, which is Sunday, is Mexico's Independence Day.
False.
Star Wars is a porn movie that is a parody of what sci-fi franchise?
Star Wars.
Are there more locations of Taco Bell or Chipotle?
Taco Bell.
Name the capital of Mexico.
Mexico City.
Two of the three horse races that make up the Triple Crown occur in May. Name one of them.
The Kentucky Derby.
Which Star Wars character is Harrison Ford known for?
Han Solo.
All right. Let me start the question before the buzzer. We wait for the answer. That was 6 questions.
You only need 5.
All right. So we can only miss one of these. Let's see how he did. True or false, Cinco de Mayo, which is Sunday, is Mexico's Independence Day. He said that is false. Mexico's Independence Day is?
September
27th.
16th.
Damn it.
The day before my birthday.
I said it first.
You did, I think.
I heard wrong.
Somebody said the 20-something.
That was Kyle.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
thank
so
you for owning.
Okay, so that's all I had heard was a 20-something. I just want to put on record I didn't hear someone else say the 16th because I am proving that I listened to Rob.
I know how it feels, Rob, to not be heard.
See?
Kyle and I have
invisible.
Stronger, louder voices.
Okay. I see how it is. Uh-huh.
She called you a weenie.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not,
Cinco de Mayo is actually... What is Cinco de Mayo actually, other than the 5th of May?
The Battle of Puebla.
Right.
It's fun.
That too?
All those dead Mexicans and French people.
Oh, gosh.
Fun.
No, not that. Not that part.
Star Wars is a porn movie that is a parody of what sci-fi franchise? He said Star Wars. Not the most creatively titled one, but yes, remember, tomorrow is May the 4th be with you.
And with you.
Tried to work in questions for all this stuff. Here's another Cinco de Mayo question, obviously. Are there more locations of Taco Bell or Chipotle? What? He said Taco Bell.
Yes.
There better be.
By two to one, yeah. There's 3,300 plus Chipotles in America. There's over 7,900 Taco Bells in America. Next question was, name the capital of Mexico. He took forever, but he said Mexico City.
Duh.
Two of the three horse races that make up the Triple Crown occur in May. Name one. He chose the Kentucky Derby, which is tomorrow. And the other one is?
No idea. No, that's a horse.
The Daytona 500.
The Preakness.
There it is.
That'll be May 18th. And then the third race in the Kentucky Derby is June 8th.
Give us something.
Belmont
Stakes.
Right. And yes, Steve Mickelson and I, 2 hours from now on the Mixed Pick Sports Show, which we do every day at 10 a.m., we'll touch on the Kentucky Derby. There's a sports betting aspect, obviously, to it. Neither one of us are horse experts, so we're going to acknowledge it and then move quickly back to real sports. We do that every morning on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You can listen to the Mixed Pick Sports Show also on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And then at the buzzer, I asked, which Star Wars character is Harrison Ford known for? He said Han Solo. And that got him 6 out of 6 right.
Yeah, good for you.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh. We won. Man. Oh, my gosh.
You win. Your next chance to win the free membership and your last chance to qualify for the Pete Davidson ticket drawing comes up at 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.